First night in a dream, I got a letter from someone who'd been gone so long. It had an heavenly address. It'd been mailed from that heavenly home. It said, "Dear children, I just wanted to write you and tell you I'm doing just fine, that I live in a beautiful city. Here life has no measure of time. I just thought I would write and tell you how peaceful it is where I am. Not a tear have I seen since I've been here. Not one broken heart have I seen. Not one call have I got since I've been here, telling me that some loved one had died. Not one call have I got for prayer. For in this city, everybody's all right. Oh, yesterday I talked with Jesus. That man's got so much love to give. I found him so easy to talk to. He seems so willingly to forgive. Oh, by the way, now he's been trying to call you. He said you've been so busy down there below, but he promised he would still keep trying. He seems so concerned about your soul. I've got to go now. It's such a beautiful country, and I've got so much more. It's such a beautiful country, and I've got so much more for me yet to see. I never saw so many children, and you know what little children mean to me. Yes, one more thing I wanted to tell you. There's plenty of room in that city for you. Please listen for face of Jesus. Sign with love, I'll be waiting for you. Henceforth, saith the Spirit, they'll rest from their labor and their works will follow them. I've seen the works of those that has died and went on, seen the results of their life, how the light has shined unto the lost, and how they sold their bread upon the water in the morning, and withhold not their hand in the evening, for they knew not what would prosper, either this or that. I don't know what's going to prosper today.
Lord, help me, God, we pray.
Of this word that has went out, but oh, that God would season it with His love, that it will find the lodging place.
Yes, sir.
For He said, God caused the rain to come down and the snow to give seed unto the sower and bread unto the eater. And He said, so is my word that goeth out of my mouth and shall not return unto me a void, but it accomplisheth that which I, the Lord, I pleased to send, that all that He confined to the place in your heart today, the soul, the seed of love, down within your heart, that you can see and realize there's reality in serving Jesus. I've never found the way of the Lord too hard. I found the world to be a cruel and a dark place. But in the arms of Jesus today, Brother Roy, I found peace, brother. And I found the joy that the world cannot give. I found peace. Listen, Jesus said, and my Father appointed unto me a kingdom, I will also appoint unto you. That's you today. That's just whosoever will come and take of the bread of life freely in Him, and drink of that water today that gives life, that only can come from Jesus. Jesus said it like this, Brother Roy, oh, brother, as my Father appoint unto me a kingdom, I will also appoint unto you, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom. And He said, as Moses and the prophets eat bread, they eat manna in the wilderness, they eat angels' food in the wilderness, but they are dead. But listen to what the Lord said, I am the bread that came down of God out of heaven, that a man can eat fire on and never die, brother. I believe I got a bite of that bread, 1975. Oh, brother, I got a drink of that cool water that flowed down from the throne of God and out on the Lamb, brother. Listen today, and it's been in me a well of living water springing up into everlasting life. Therefore, brother Roy, with joy I will draw out of the wells of salvation on this morning. Listen today, friend. Do you need, what do you need this morning? More than Jesus. There's nothing in this world worth dying and going down to a devil's hell. Jesus said, come out to me this morning. I will give you life. And whosoever will believe upon the name of Jesus have eternal life, already abiding with Him, brother. Listen today. He loves you this morning. He gave His life for you. He wants you to come unto Him. Though you're wounded, and though your hearts are heavy, though you think you ain't got a friend in this world, listen. One day there was a man that went down from Jerusalem, from Jericho to Jerusalem. Brethren, as he traveled along, he fell among the thieves. Oh, friend, man on high. I went down into the world. This brother reached him out. Listen, I fell among the world, among the thorn, among the mar, and down there, brother, I found no real. And the wicked one, brother, he wounded me, brother. Listen today, he stripped me of my raiment. Listen, brother, listen what he's doing to you today, friend. He's wounded you. He's given you a wound of sin, and there is no remedy for that in this world, brother. Oh, brother, they left him half dead, brother. They beat him, brother. Listen, and there was a priest to come by, and there the priest went on the other side. Listen, today, the law couldn't save you, brother. The Levitical priesthood couldn't save you, but I'm glad, brother, there was a high priest, there was a good Samaritan that came by that man, and when he came to him, brother, what did he do to that man? He picked him up, brother. He poured all into the wound. Listen today, oh brother, he set him on his own being. I'm glad the Lord is bearing my burden, brother. I'm glad the Lord is carrying me in this low crown of sorrow. I would have failed by the wayside a long time ago, except the Lord had been my keeper, brother. Except the Lord will be your guide. You can't walk in this world below. God is the keeper of mankind. Whosoever the Father give me, he said, I've lost none of them, save the son of a vision, that the scripture might be fulfilled. I want you to know today, if you've been born again, God's got you in the palm of his hand. Oh, brother, he wrote your name on the Lamb Book of Life. Brother, today, he gave me a little white stone. And in that stone, a new name that no man knows save he that receives it. Have you received that stone this morning? That stone is Jesus today. It's the white stone. He gave unto me a garment, not as the world has the gill. He poured all into the wound that I had, which sin had gave me, brother. He healed me up, brother. He put me on his beam. He took me down to the end. And he said, whatsoever he owes, when I come, I'll pay. Oh, brother, I want to say that the blood of Jesus cleansing me from all sin, from past sin and present and future sin. I want you to know today that the blood of Jesus will cleanse you this morning. I don't care what you've done this morning. You might think, well, I've committed all these sins. God won't hear me. I want you to know today that he specializes in sin. This morning, for this cause he came into the world. Unto this end was I born, that I might redeem them that had bound themselves in the bars of sin. Oh, brother, I love what the old writer's saying. While I've been in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master, brother. He picked my feet up out of that mire and that clay, friend, this morning. He set them on that rung. He established my going. He put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto his name. I want you to know the day that when God saves you, friend, he puts a light down on the inside that guides you about. Oh, friend, and his word will be a light unto your feet. It'll be a lamp to lead you along. It'll guide you in the time when you think you ain't got a friend. When sickness comes, you got a friend that stands closer than a brother this morning. When sorrow swells around you, and you'll have your sorrow in the world, mother. I know it hurts. I know your heart is heavy. Just lean on Jesus this morning. He's an everlasting abider. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll be with you in the sixth trouble. I'll let no evil come upon you. When the seventh comes, I believe, brother Lord, when the time comes that I have to say farewell under this unfriendly world below. Over here, I believe Jesus is going to be waiting with outstretched arm. Come, listen, come, come, enjoy the thing I prepared for you. What is he preparing for me, Ron? I listen what the Bible said. He said the eye is not seen and the ear is not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of man, the good thing that God has in store for them that love and serve him. I want you to know, friend, this world, if you don't know him today, this world will be the best you ever know. And why would you want to live down here, friend? Why would you want to trade listen all this for a mansion in heaven? There's nothing here worth dying, going down to a devil's hell, brother. In God's house there's treasure there abundantly this morning. There are robes of white, brother. There's crowns of glory. Listen, today, I believe I'm going to have a crown of glory, brother. I believe that with all my heart. I believe I'm going to get a body likened unto Jesus' most glorious body. I'm going to get up in the morning. I'm not going to sleep forever, friend. Listen, Brother Cecil. He's not going to sleep forever, Mother. We believe in a dead and a burial and a resurrection. I believe that Jesus caught up. Don't you, brother? On the third in the appointed morning. When little Mary came by and looked into the tomb, listen, what did she see? The grave clothes was folded. There was two angels standing by. Oh, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is risen. He's not here, no. Listen, Avery, he's gone, no. You go down to tell Peter and the brethren. Listen, he's rolled. I'm coming down there. I believe, brother, they waited for the promise of the Father. I believe, Brother Jim, they was looking for him. They heard of his word, brother. And when he had opened all these things to them, many things was hidden to their eyes. But when he rose again and came to them, brother, they remembered the words that he spoke. And all these things would come to pass. Even those when he walked, when walking down to Emmaus, brother, there was two men there, and Jesus come unto the apostle. Listen, they didn't know him, brother. He had holding their eyes. Listen, the day that they couldn't see who he was. When he talked to them, why'd your heart said, oh, are you a stranger here in this land? Are you a stranger here in this land? Have you not heard how they crucified Jesus? We thought he was the one that would be the Messiah. Listen, we believe, brother. And they was in doubt and fear. Listen, brother. But Jesus began to open unto them the scripture in the book of Isaiah, brother. He told them of how Jesus would come and how he would be, how he would die and be buried. And on the third day I would rise again. Listen the day. And when he came into the house, he broke the bread and opened their eyes, brother. Didn't he not say our hearts burned within us as we walked along the way? Sometimes my heart burns, with the love of Christ, brother. It gives me joy, brother, unspeakable. I'd rather have Jesus this morning, Sister Sylvia, than have the riches of the world. I'd rather have Jesus and have the name of being the President of the United States. I'd rather have Jesus this morning than all the gold and the silver. Why this morning? My Father in heaven. heaven. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. All the gold and the silver's his. What do you own this morning? You don't own nothing, friend. Listen, God. God's letting you borrow. God's giving unto you for a little while. You don't own nothing. The writer said, naked came I into the world, and naked shall I return. Listen today. You have one thing that God has given you. He's given you a choice, brother, where your soul is going to. Choose you this day, whom you will serve. And will you say, if it seems evil to serve God, serve Baal this morning. Friend, don't let the devil deceive your eyes. Don't let him let you understand that he has all these good things for you. All that he has is lies. All he has the lie to tell you and deceive you in believing. Listen, Jesus has eternal life. He has peace and joy to give to them. They will turn to him, brother. Oh, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, brother. Ain't it good to have?
He is good.
Ain't it good to have the hope of glory? Shed abroad down in your heart. I listen, friend, today. I know there's many a sinner man here today. And you might think that you got a long life to live. But just one breath between you and eternity. God can send the death slain angel by. When the pale horse and his rider come by, you have to say amen to your own condemnation. All the people in the world is not going to know nothing about you and where you went to, but you'll know all about it when you'll get a body that cannot die. Listen, friend, and you'll be cast into the burning lake of fire where the smoke of their torment ascend up in forever and forever. There is no end to that. I'm glad, brethren, there is no end to eternal life, and that eternal life is in his Son today.
Yes, sir.
And if you want to go there, you can go. But Jesus said it like this: I am the door into the sheepfold. By me, if any man will enter in, he shall be saved. He shall go in and out and find pasture. There is no other way, friend. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And by him, if any man can enter into the door, brother, God is going to lift him up. He's going to cover him with that blood of Christ, brother. It's going to cover him and bring the darkness that he had in there will become light, friend. Though his sin was red like scarlet, they'll become white like wool. Listen today, brother. No matter what you've done, friend, Jesus' blood is able to cover your sin. He's able to deliver you from the uttermost parts of your darkness, to bring you into the marvelous light and to the kingdom of the living God. We've not come unto the mountain that can be touched. But we've come unto Mount Zion, the city of the living God, and into an innumerable company of angels and church of the firstborn. Listen, friend, this is real. This spiritual house that I'm talking about is the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you've been born again, you're part of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. This house today is built up of lively stones, brother. Well, this house is built up of lively stone. If you've been born again, you're alive today, and you're alive forevermore. The devil's not able to pluck one out of his hand. He said, I wrote you upon the palm of my hand. That when he looks down, he sees Brother Roy there. He sees Brother Terry there. This is rich, brother, to think that the God of heaven that created the heavens and the earth, and a man so low, he said that God sets on the circle of the earth, beholding the habitations as grasshoppers. Think of yourself as nothing, friend, yea, less than nothing, but God still loved you. God saved your soul and wrote your name on the palm of his hand, least he would ever forget, brother. I declare in the morning of all mornings, when the world has come to an end, there's going to be a book open. And if your name is not found written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you're going to be cast into the burning lake of fire. He said, and they shall be judged out of the things which are written in the books. This will be for you, or this will be against you in the morning when Jesus returns. Take heed unto the light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns and the day star will arise in your heart. Who is the day star, brother? It is Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, sent down into the world that you and I can believe upon Him and have this everlasting life. He said, I and my Father will come on into you and take up our abode with you. We will sup with you and you with me. He said, I give unto them eternal life and they shall never perish. Brother, I'm not worried about whether the devil can get one of God's children or not. Greater is He that is in you and he that's in the world. The greater come in, spoil the goods of the great. Brethren, cast him out and took up his abode. I and my Father will come in, take up our abode and go no more out.
Thank you, Lord.
Who can add to or take away from anything that God has done?
Nobody.
He said, I set before you an open door and no man can close. I close it and no man can open it. There is only one power, brethren, today that is able to deliver man from sin. And that's the power of the Holy Spirit, brethren, that will deliver you out of the darkness of sin into the marvelous light of the children of God, brethren. There is the marvelous light of the children of God. This light that shines in the dark hearts of men. Won't you take heed to it today? It comes in a low, still voice. He's a calling. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden. Take my yoke upon ye and learn of me. My yoke is easy, my burden to light. And you'll find rest for your soul, friend. There's no rest in this world, just troubles. The Bible said man was born of a woman a few days and full of troubles. Come forth like the flower and is cut down. Fleeth like a shadow and continue not. The days of man, the months and days of man is with the Lord, brethren. He knows when your time has come. He said the stork knowed its time and the swallow. But do you know your time? Israel didn't know their time, brethren. He came. Israel didn't know their time. But it was the time of life, brethren. God has given us not the covenant of death, but the covenant of life. And that life today is His Son, Jesus Christ. If you'll believe upon Him with your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength, He'll be found with you. But you cannot believe with your tongue. There are so many people who has head religion, tongue religion. Jesus looks on the heart. He's wanting your heart. He wants all. He don't want part. He wants all of you. Give Him your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. And I promise you, He'll be found with you. Believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ with all of thine heart and thou shalt be saved. But there's a way to believe. It's just a song, brother. The Bible says, as the Scripture has said, that's the way to believe. As the Scripture has said, he that believeth on me, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. What has the Scripture said how to believe, brother?
Yeah.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord, to love Him with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength. This is the first commandment. The second is like unto the first, to love thy neighbor as thyself. And on these two hang all the laws and the prophets, for the law was fulfilled with one word. Love, brethren. One word fulfilled the law. Love. Jesus, God is love. And they that are born of God are born of love. That's the reason God's people, you could see people, they mistreat them. And they go on and they weep and cry. They don't lay railing for railing. They don't render evil for evil. But they render good for evil. When they're done wrong, he said, pray for your enemies. Do good to them that despitefully use you. And I promise you, you'll be the winner. Vengeance is mine, saith God, I will repay. If you got an enemy, pray for him. If you got an enemy, give him a cold drink of water. He said, in doing so, you'll heap coals of fire upon his head. Follow the Lord in all your ways, and I promise you eternal life. I promise you that God will never leave you. He'll be with you. He'll keep you. And he'll bless you. When the times of sorrow comes, you can feel him near. When the times of temptation are great, I'll make a way for your escape. He is the way in this wicked world that we live in. Take heed, lest you fall and never return to the arms of Jesus, brethren. He's standing and knocking. It's your choice to choose you this day whom you will serve, either God or mammon. Sing, brethren.